had been stolen from a museum. There had been a man in the museum at the time. He had a scar on his face. John thought that this man had stolen the pendant. He and Mary went to see Miss Haverhill. She had once owned the pendant. She was a very strange old lady. She always said people stole things from her. John and Mary had already visited her once when she took John's cigarette lighter and didn't give it back. On this second visit, they were surprised to find that Miss Haverhill herself had got the pendant. Miss Haverhill said, "This is the pendant, isn't it?" Mary asked, "Where did it come from?"
"Oh, what a beautiful picture. I haven't seen it before."
"I got it yesterday. It's by a Dutch master."
"It's marvellous. Where did it come from?"
"It was my father's. It has belonged to my family for 100 years. It came from my father." "What's your name, miss?"
"My name's Brigitte Cardin."
"Where do you come from?"
"I come from France. I'm French."
"One cactus, but several cacti. What a funny plural. It's not English, is it?"
"Oh, no. The word comes from Latin."
"Oh, fantastic. Hello, Fred. Did you see Bobby's new car just then? It must have cost thousands of pounds."
"So what? It's nothing for a boy who comes from such a rich family."
Well, Miss Haverhill told John and Mary that she had the pendant. They were very surprised to hear that.
"Here it is. This is the pendant, isn't it?"
"Yes, that's the pendant."
"Where did it come from?"
"I took it."
"Where was it?"
"Do you know Mr. Fawcett's nephew?"
"We know the man with a scar."
"He is Mr. Fawcett's nephew. I found the pendant in his pocket."
"So he is the man who stole it."
"Was he the visitor who came to see you this evening?"
"Yes. I'm afraid I don't like him, but I am always polite to visitors."
"You took the pendant from his pocket?"
"He took something from me. He stole my cigarette lighter. It was the cigarette lighter my brother gave me. It had my initials on it. J.B.
"That was my cigarette lighter, Miss Haverhill."
"Fawcett's nephew was interested in it. I left it on the table and he stole it. So I'm glad I put my hand in his pocket."
Miss Haverhill asked, "Do you know Mr. Fawcett's nephew?" John said, "We know the man with the scar. That was Scarface. He had been in the museum when the pendant was stolen." And John and Mary had seen his photograph at Mr. Fawcett's. Mr. Fawcett was the man who bought and sold old things. Miss Haverhill said Scarface had come to see her that evening. Then she added, "He took something from me. He stole my cigarette lighter. It had my initials on it, J.B. Of course, it was not Miss Haverhill's cigarette lighter. It was John's, and the initials were his, J.B. for John Blake. Miss Haverhill had taken the lighter from him, and now Scarface had taken the lighter from her. But before he left, Miss Haverhill put her hand in his pocket and took the missing pendant from him. He didn't stay long. He soon went away."
"Oh, goodness, look at the time. I must be going."
"Don't go yet. Stay a bit longer. It's so nice to see you. Stay to dinner."
"Thank you, but I can't stay any longer. Goodbye. And thank you very much for everything."
"Good morning, Doctor."
"Good morning, Mrs. Black. Let me see the little patient. Good morning, Nicky. Stick your tongue out. Say ah."
"Ah."
"Now let me listen to your heart. Take a deep breath. That's right. There's nothing serious, Mrs. Black, but she must stay in bed. She mustn't get up for 3 days, that's all. Stay in bed and you'll soon get better, Nicky."
"Hey, Francis. What are you doing in London?"
"Hello, Roger. I've come up on business."
"Where are you staying?"
"I'm staying at the Royal Hotel."
"You shouldn't stay at a hotel when your best friends live in town. Why not come and stay with us?"
"Oh, thank you. That's most kind of you."
Well, Fawcett was interested in John's lighter and took it. But John didn't mind about his lighter. "Did you tell him about me?" he asked. "I told him you knew Mr. Egg." "He didn't stay long," Miss Haverhill answered.
"Did you tell him about me?"
"I told him you knew Mr. Egg. He didn't stay long. He took the lighter and left. But I'm not sorry he left.
When did he leave?
I didn't look at the clock. I was looking at the pendant. I'm glad I got it back.
Did he leave before 7 o'clock?
Oh, yes. Long before.
So he was at Egg's bookshop before us.
Yes.
He's the man who murdered Mr. Egg and stole the book. He's the man who set fire to the shop.
He set fire to the shop, did he? That's dangerous.
He is dangerous. He tried to kill us.
He murdered Mr. Egg because Mr. Egg had the book. Because the book and the pendant go together. Now he's got the book, but he hasn't got the pendant.
It's a pretty pendant, isn't it? It's very old. Once it was very valuable.
You have the pendant. If he misses it, he'll know where it is.
Miss Haverhill, you're in danger.
Miss Haverhill took the pendant out of Scarface's pocket. John and Mary knew how dangerous Scarface was. They knew he would soon realize that the pendant was missing. If he misses it, he will know where it is. Mary was frightened. Miss Haverhill, you are in danger, she said.
Miss Haverhill, you're in danger.
Am I? I'll tell the servants.
There are no servants.
Of course there are servants. They are out. But they'll come back.
They'll be too late. You must phone the police.
I'm afraid I don't like the police. They said I stole things.
They'll help you now.
My servants will help me.
But you haven't got any, sir.
Haven't got any?
I mean, your servants are all out. You must phone the police.
The police will take my pendant away again. They'll say I stole it.
It belongs in the museum.
It's my pendant. My brother gave it to me.
The man with the scar wants it. He'll take it away. Please phone the police.
I can't. I haven't got a phone. Somebody stole it.
Somebody stole your telephone?
They came in a green van and took it away.
John told Miss Haverhill to phone the police, but Miss Haverhill hadn't got a phone. Somebody stole it, she said. They came in a green van and took it away. What had really happened was that she hadn't had enough money to pay for the telephone, so some men from the post office came in a green van, a small green lorry, and took it away. Well, Miss Haverhill couldn't phone the police. Then we'll phone the police, Mary said. When is Fawcett's nephew coming back? Miss Haverhill asked.
Wait a minute. That sentence, when is he coming back, has a future meaning, but the tense is present.
Well...
Is it like going to?
Well, yes. Both are present continuous with a future meaning. Do you remember that going to expresses intention, probability, or certainty? Well, the present continuous tense of any verb can express a future meaning if the future time is mentioned in the same sentence or is clear from the meaning. For instance, Mr. Fawcett's nephew is coming back later. We are meeting him tonight. He's taking the pendant back soon. We are seeing him this evening.
But there's another future form, of course. The shall will form. Are you going to mention it?
Well, I wasn't going to, actually, but perhaps as a reminder, I'll go through it. We use shall in the first persons. I shall visit you on Sunday. We shall visit you on Sunday. And we use will in the second and third persons. You will visit me on Sunday. He will visit me on Sunday. Both of you will visit me on Sunday. They will visit me on Sunday. Everybody will visit me on Sunday.
Are John and Mary sure that Fawcett's nephew is coming back?
Yes, they are.
And what do they want to do?
They want to phone the detective, as you know, but Miss Haverhill has something else in mind. We must drive him away, she says.
Get out of my field, you great beast. Get out of it.
What's up, Jim?
I'm driving these bloody cows away. They walked into my field and they're eating all my vegetables. If I don't drive them away, I'll have no vegetables left.
And how does Miss Haverhill want to drive Mr. Fawcett's nephew away?
Well, listen and you will see.
I haven't got a phone. Somebody stole it.
Somebody stole your telephone?
They came in a green van and took it away.
Then we'll phone the police.
But Mary, the detective told us to go straight home.
Oh, he won't complain. If he comes now, he'll catch the thief and get the pendant back.
When is Fawcett's nephew coming back?
When he misses the pendant.
We must drive him away.
How can we drive him away?
There's a thick stick in the corner. There's a long knife in the kitchen. And there's a bottle by the window. If I see him, I'll throw the bottle.
John told Miss Haverhill to phone the police, but she couldn't. She had no telephone. Mary said, "We'll phone the police." John didn't want to stay any longer. The detective told us to go straight home, he said. Mary replied, "Oh, he won't complain. He won't get angry with us. If he comes now, he'll catch the thief and get the pendant back."
But it wasn't as easy as that, was it? They knew that Fawcett's nephew would come back for the pendant. But he was very dangerous.
Yes, he was. Well, I won't tell you any more of the story now. First, you have to exercise your English. So now, exercise one.
When is he coming back?
Tonight.
He's coming back tonight.
When are they leaving?
Next week.
They're leaving next week.
When is she meeting him?
At 7 o'clock.
She's meeting him at 7 o'clock.
When are we visiting her?
Later.
We're visiting her later.
When are you phoning them?
In the morning.
I'm phoning them in the morning.
When are we seeing them?
This evening.
We're seeing them this evening.
Exercise two.
I don't like him.
I'm afraid I don't like him either.
He doesn't know her.
I'm afraid I don't know her either.
They aren't telling the truth.
I'm afraid I'm not telling the truth either.
We didn't arrive on time.
I'm afraid I didn't arrive on time either.
They don't speak French.
I'm afraid I don't speak French either.
We haven't seen the pendant.
I'm afraid I haven't seen the pendant either.
They weren't too polite.
I'm afraid I wasn't too polite either.
She won't help them.
I'm afraid I won't help them either.
I don't understand you.
I'm afraid I don't understand you either.
And now listen to our story once again. John and Mary were talking to Miss Haverhill, who was showing them the pendant.
Here it is. This is the pendant, isn't it?
Yes, that's the pendant.
Where did it come from?
I took it.
Where was it?
Do you know Mr. Fawcett's nephew?
We know the man with the scar.
He is Mr. Fawcett's nephew. I found the pendant in his pocket.
So he is the man who stole it.
Was he the visitor who came to see you this evening?
Yes. I'm afraid I don't like him. But I'm always polite to visitors.
You took the pendant from his pocket.
He took something from me. He stole my cigarette lighter. It was the cigarette lighter my brother gave me. It had my initials on it. J.B.
That was my cigarette lighter, Miss Haverhill.
Fawcett's nephew was interested in it. I left it on the table and he stole it. So I'm glad I put my hand in his pocket.
Did you tell him about me?
I told him you knew Mr. Egg. He didn't stay long. He took the lighter and left. But I'm not sorry he left.
When did he leave?
I didn't look at the clock. I was looking at the pendant. I'm glad I got it back.
Did he leave before 7 o'clock?
Oh, yes. Long before.
So he was at Egg's bookshop before us.
Yes.
He's the man who murdered Mr. Egg and stole the book. He's the man who set fire to the shop.
He set fire to the shop, did he? That's dangerous.
He is dangerous. He tried to kill us.
He murdered Mr. Egg because Mr. Egg had the book. Because the book and the pendant go together. Now he's got the book, but he hasn't got the pendant.
It's a pretty pendant, isn't it? It's very old. Once it was very valuable.
You have the pendant. If he misses it, he'll know where it is.
Miss Haverhill, you're in danger.
Am I? I'll tell the servants.
There are no servants.
Of course there are servants. They are out. But they'll come back.
They'll be too late. You must phone the police.
I'm afraid I don't like the police. They said I stole things.
They'll help you now.
My servants will help me.
But you haven't got any, sir.
Haven't got any?
I mean, your servants are all out. You must phone the police.
The police will take my pendant away again. They'll say I stole it.
It belongs in the museum.
It's my pendant. My brother gave it to me.
The man with the scar wants it. He'll take it away. Please phone the police.
I can't. I haven't got a phone. Somebody stole it.
Somebody stole your telephone?
They came in a green van and took it away.
Then we'll phone the police.
But Mary, the detective told us to go straight home.
Oh, he won't complain. If he comes now, he'll catch the thief and get the pendant back.
When is Fawcett's nephew coming back?
When he misses the pendant.
We must drive him away.
How can we drive him away?
There's a thick stick in the corner. There's a long knife in the kitchen. And there's a bottle by the window. If I see him, I'll throw the bottle.
And if you don't see him?
John, it's him.
Well?
Miss Haverhill, there's a man in the doorway.
Tell him I'm not at home.
It's the man with a scar.
Where is it? Where is that pendant?
Lesson 4.